Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live in Grand Haven on Beacon Boulevard, just about a quarter mile south of the drawbridge. If you've got a little extra time today, it's a fabulous day on the lakeshore. Grand Haven is buzzing, and so are we, because we are at Lemon Creek's tasting room right here on Beacon Boulevard, and you got to get over here and try some of these fabulous wines. They've got a lot going on here. This place is crazy busy, and we are enjoying ourselves right here. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Morning, Bob.
Loving life as a grilling guy. That's what I'm doing right now.
Absolutely.
Lemon Creek. I mean, that's, you hear the name Lemon Creek, and you just, it doesn't necessarily lend itself to the kind of quality wines they have. I mean, it doesn't, it almost sounds like a lemonade, a something, you know, it doesn't necessarily, I don't know where I'm going with this, but it's not Italian,
right.
You know?
Right.
But honestly, they have a wonderful heritage. This is an old place. This tasting room is pretty new. I think it's within the last 5 or 10 years, but that family has been making wine for a long time.
Over 150 years.
They really get it.
Yeah, they absolutely get it.
Well, I know they've been farming for 150. I don't know that the wine, but either way. So great place, and like I said, lots of cool chick stuff here.
Yeah, there really is. But opposite of the chick stuff is this thing called a caveman steak.
Oh.
And we wanted to break this down for you a little bit, because it's more of a technique than it is a cut of meat. But Bob made a little caveman steak here in the last couple weeks and wanted to break it down for you guys. Tell us about it, Bob.
Well, this is something I stole from Stephen Reichlin, who was on in the first hour. And he kind of made the caveman steak famous with his YouTube video years ago. And When I tell people I know Steve, they go, oh, is he the guy that does the caveman steak? It's like, yeah. It's kind of one of the big things he's known for. But it's a very cool process. You have to use natural lump charcoal. And I would go and get a nice certified Angus beef, some CAB, an inch and a half thick T-bone. You could use...
That's a big one.
Yeah, you could use another cut if you like, but a T-bone is generally what... I think of, at least that's what Steve uses in his video. That's all, only one I've ever tried. But inch and a half thick, some natural lump charcoal. You get your charcoal, I mean, totally red, nothing black at all. And you take that piece of meat and you put some coarse sea salt on it, lots of it. I mean, more than you would normally put, because a lot of it's going to burn off. But use coarse, because it takes longer to break down. And then you get some nice coarsely ground black pepper, and again, lots of it. You're going to go heavier than you would normally do. And you take a basting brush and something that won't ignite, and you brush those red coals. You get all the white ash off of there.
Well, and if you're losing lump charcoal, you don't have a lot of ash as well.
But there will be, you know, generally some ash there. So you just brush that away, and you set that steak literally on the red coals. And you just leave it for a couple of minutes. You pick it up, and you flip it over.
Gently.
Yep. Right on the red coals again. And, or maybe a clean section of coals if you've started to cool those down. It depends on how thick your coal bed is. But you do each side for maybe 3 or 4 minutes. And it's just like cooking on a Tech, only you get the flavor of oak. And if you want to do it right, you'll have some really good lump charcoal, or you'll burn a pile of oak down to red coals. But either way, you want to get the ash out of there. Then when you take that steak off, you take that basting brush again, and you brush any loose coals off of the thing. But since you had that nice thick layer of salt on there and pepper, the ash really doesn't stick to it anyway. Nothing hits the meat. That salt sort of forms a crust. Oh, man.
Wow.
That
sounds
fabulous.
What a cool technique, too, because if you got your buddies over and all of a sudden you say, hey, I'm going to grill some steaks, and then you pull the grates off your grill and you set the meat right on there, you're going to blow away. You want to talk about grill envy? That's going to make it happen.
You do it
man.
At deer camp. You got the fire going right in the middle of deer camp?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to have some big cojones when you do that one.
Yeah, you're the man on that one. You know, I wanted to touch base a little bit. We touched on it a little bit earlier in the show, but Bob taught some kids at our church this week. They had a vacation Bible study, and one of the things that the kids got to do was learn how to grill. And I just wanted to put that out there again and talk a little bit about it because, one, it's just a really cool thing to do to bring up the next generation of grillers, mm-hmm. teach them a healthy respect of the equipment to make sure that they're not burned. I mean, these were like how old kids that you had in your class?
Oh, I'm going to say 10 to 12.
Right. Old enough to know and respect the heat. And
it's a great thing to do. And, you know, Steve Reichlin will tell you, he, like me, we both learned to grill from our mothers.
Right.
Our dads didn't grill. You know, weird, but, I mean, now
it's a generational thing. Sure.
It is, absolutely. But, you know, if you're a dad out there and you've got kids and they like to eat on the grill with you, make some fun food. And here's something really cool you can do. Now, any kid can grill a hot dog, and that's a great way to start them off. I did the pizzas. That was wonderful. And there's a technique to that. But the fun part was meatballs on a stick.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
This is really cool because just kids love meatballs. Everybody loves meatballs. So you take a little ground chuck, just basic ground chuck. I use certified Angus beef. And you take an egg or two. So I'm going to use like 2 pounds of ground chuck. I'm going to take an egg, maybe two if they're not big eggs. I'm going to take some Progresso breadcrumbs. I'm going to chop up a little bit of onion, put some Italian seasoning in there. And I'm going to mix that all together with a little salt and pepper. And I'll take a little wax paper or aluminum foil, and I'll take about 3 ounces at a time and glob it down on the paper, smash it out to a rectangular square. And then I'm going to take skewers, barbecue skewers, the little wooden throwaway jobs, pre-soak them for 2 or 3 hours, get them nice and wet. And I'm going to take a mozzarella stick, and I'm going to cut it in half so it's only about an inch long.
Like
section.
The string cheese stuff?
Yeah, mozzarella
okay.
sticks. And I'm only going to use half a section at a time, cut it down in the middle so you have about an inch and a half plug. And I'm going to take that skewer, I'm going to slide that mozzarella stick down the skewer. And then after I flatten that meat out, I'm going to take that skewer, lay it on the meat, and pull that paper around it and sort of wrap it like pigs in a blanket.
Oh, yeah.
And then you form it together like that, and leaving a little tip of the skewer out, and then snip that sharp end of the skewer off so that there's no wood exposed. And you want to make sure that you take that meat and you seal it up on both ends so that mozzarella doesn't ooze out because it'll just come flying out of it.
So what you've done is you put the skewer down the middle, wrap the meatball around it with the cheese in the middle,
yeah.
And you grill those things until the meat's done.
And then you get a little cup of marinara, and they dip it in there, and it's a riot. I mean, it's a really cool food. Kids love it, and they get to make it. So, you know, it's just something that that they have fun with, and every man ought to do it.
Every boy that wants to be a man ought to do it, and
yeah.
Speaking of that, it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac. The best pasties, take it from me, the best pasties in Lower Michigan. Okay, you got to go to the Youp to get pasties like this anywhere else.
And they serve those also at Maryland's in Ada. I had one the other day.
Uh-huh.
We're opening a new business, as you know, in Ada. And
what do you call
there.
That again? Let's plug that business.
Right, no, but we went over to Maryland's and had a pasty at lunch, and they were fabulous. You know, he just delivers them hot. It's great.
So today's man law, this is simple, but it's critical. Learn your vices and your weaknesses and battle them every day. That's a serious one.
It is. And you know what? We all have them, and we all do that. But, you know, it's the right thing to do as a man up on that and work on those because none of us are perfect. Just ask my wife. She'll tell you that I'm not. But, you know what? I'm trying to get better every day and make it happen. So that's a great man law.
In honor of Lemon Creek Winery, I thought it was only fitting since we love Michigan artists here that we put a little Marvin Gaye on, heard it through the grapevine. We've been talking grapevines all morning, and You know, I love closing the show with a good song from Michigan.
It is. We've been live out at the Lemon Creek Winery Tasting Room on Beacon Boulevard, just south of the drawbridge in Grand Haven. Get out here. Place is open. They're serving wine like crazy out here, and you're going to love it. Bring your date out, guys, and taste a little wine. It's all going to be good. You've been listening to The Grilling Guys. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you next week.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.